You there?
Invitation, you're invited. Just leave your worries at home and I got this. You got you, man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl, I got a show for you. Follow me, I wanna show you that I'm the man you need. Don't worry, I'll bring you in the time to see. I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is up, attraction for me, I wanna. I'm tempted the way that she moves her body. Got some things on my mind, got me thinking. I wanna take her home, wanna put on a show for you.
Watch me, I wanna show her that we got chemistry. I'm over here and sit right here.
I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is done.
To go down, been anticipating, I see it in her eyes. While I work it, while I work it, watch me while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, watch me while I work it, while I work it.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey everyone, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, full moon, Valentine's Day. We've got Patty Negri and we just played one of our beautiful fan songs, Chemistry by Woody and Keith. They're making the charts, so they teased us. We've had that song and we played it for you guys before. Tonight they got a hold of me and they said, if we can only have one Valentine's wish we got, can we hear our song tonight, Jethro? And I said, you got it. I said, it's me and Patty being wild. So without much ado, I have people writing me. A lot of you new people are tuning in to 773-897-6461. And who's Patty? Patty Negri. Patty Negri is phenomenal. She's an actress. She's a producer. She's a psychic medium. She's an individual who's done TV and radio seances. Patty's the wild Wiccan witch we love Patty. So that's who she is. Patty, how are you?
I am excellent. That's a mouthful, isn't it? A wild white Wiccan witch. Whoa.
I was working on that all week. That's good.
My
friends tell me, they said, what happens on Friday with you guys? When I was telling them all this stuff, and I said, oh, you've got to get the magical time. So that's what happens. And we've got a ton of you guys. We're going to give you a little bit of here so you get to know who we are. We've got to ask for a few emails. And remember to put in psychicsgonewild.com because we're going to be giving away prizes again tonight. I've had a lot of you individuals say, what do we do with it? What do we do is we put in there, we know you like the show, and we've got prizes. We're going to be giving away some love tonight, obviously. We've got some books by our love psychic, Pamela Cummings. We've also got a couple CDs by Linda Irwin, the wild woman in Idaho who knows from Unseen World there is ETs. Patty, talk to them a little bit and tell them about what you're doing out in Hollywood with all the psychic.
Oh, I've been really busy. I mean, there's a buzz. As we know, the veil is thinning, and it's getting more and more and more. You keep hearing whispers like, psychic TV is dead, this is dead. Heck no, it isn't. Just last week, I shot like 3 different projects last week, including very international. I shot a German show, an Oscar special. I shot an Arab show, which, talk about a trip, because You know, the Arab countries, they think what I do is kind of sorcery or something, but it was beautiful. I'm working on 3 different projects this week. It's up for 2 different things. I'm into the all heavy background check section with this one show called The Cure, and I'm really excited about that. I just have to get the final okay from MasterChef. So everything is good. Hollywood is a buzz, and people are waking up to spirituality, to the light, to something new. My clientele has even switched up. Versus we know all the people who know and love us and know and love psychics, and they're from every walk of life. They're from everything. But there's this whole new group coming in that have always been like, you know, they're thinking we're just a bunch of woo-woo dogs, you know, and they're like, wow. and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So that's what's going on in Hollywood. And it's hot. It was 90 degrees today. It is hot and sunny, and it's just like July. And I'm sorry for all you people in the snow. I kind of wish we had some snow.
Oh.
You could have
Yes, and I want to thank you guys who have wrote to me. They know that my biggest pet peeve is the snow. I want it out of the way so I can go pick up my grandson. I'm headed across Georgia, but unfortunately you guys have got way too much, you know, snow. And I know that there's a lot of friends of mine that wrote me and said it's just crazy there what's happening. Patty, I agree, and I love all of you new ones that are tuning in, all of the listeners. It is fun to realize that, you know, the new age, as we call, you know, back in our day, is still the youngest age to happen. We're still learning. We're still going. This is a spiritual fun. I love all of you that have tuned in. I've got a ton of you guys. Yes, that's where you find me. The woman's like, I knew who Patty was. I was explained to this person what I was, the exclamation of, well, you didn't know. So they're all writing on Facebook. I love you guys. That's how we do it. We were supposed to ask Patty this question. Patty, when last time I listened in, it was a couple of weeks ago, and you were going to go stay in a haunted house. You and Jethro were so excited about you telling us what happened. Have I missed it? I listened to the archives, but what happened? Did you actually go there and see anybody?
Yes, it wasn't a haunted house. It was even better. It was room 928 at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. The Hollywood Roosevelt is like one of the most haunted places in Hollywood. It was built in the 1920s. It's always been a hangout for, you know, celebrities. It was the very first Academy Awards were held in 1929. And the ghost of Marilyn's been seen there, all sorts of people. Shirley Temple really did learn to dance on those stairs. And I got to stay in room 928, which was Montgomery Cliff's room. It's the most haunted room. Phones ring and it's nobody. Doors open, things open, all sorts of crazy stuff. And Montgomery Cliff, who was an old star, for those who don't know, I think in the 50s and 60s, handsome man, leading man, hung out with Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. And he lived there for 3 months, and he was rehearsing From Here to Eternity. So he was when he was rehearsing, he was a real method actor, and he would walk up and down the halls playing a trumpet all the time and rehearsing his lines. It actually drove a lot of the hotel people crazy, but he's still doing it, you know, 40 years after he's dead. So I got to stay in that room, and I went to bed with a trumpet. I did. I brought my own trumpet. I borrowed it from a dear girlfriend. Hi, Cynthia, if you're listening. And it was wild. I mean, talk about switch time and space. I swear to God, what it felt like when I got there, I had all my ghost equipment and things like that, plus my old school stuff, my chimes and my divining rod. But when I got there, there was a spirit in the corner. And I didn't know anything about Montgomery Clift, and I purposely don't look him up because I don't want to know. I don't want to be, you know, influenced by something I read. I want to get it clear and true. So there was a spirit in the corner, really protective of Montgomery Clift. And he's like, I'm like, well, who are you? And he wasn't a real Hollywood guy. Staying in the shadows, he was his, and he used all these words like, I'm his companion, I'm his confidant, I'm his personal assistant, I'm his. And then I got it, and I go, oh, it's his lover. And I'm like, oh, am I outing him on TV? I didn't know, but I did. I found out later. Yeah, he was out. He liked men. He liked women. He liked everybody, which was great. But this spirit of his was really protective. So I went in the room early in the day. Then we went back to my house, and I had a dumb supper, which is a dinner for the dead. I set it up, and we had been earlier to Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is one of the other coolest places. And I hung out with Rudolph Valentino. He literally made me take all the Christmas decorations off of his grave because he was embarrassed because it was so far after Christmas. And Estelle Getty, and I invited them all back to my house for a dumb supper. And they came. Oh, my God. I can't believe all the people that came of celebrities. Elizabeth Taylor, what? Came into the room, the presence of her, everybody felt it. Everybody at the table was like, oh my God. And the ghost meter kept saying things like Richard and the greatest. And it was just wild. And I just totally went off track. Okay, back to the room. Yes, I think Montgomery Clift slipped me a Mickey. As soon as I played the trumpet, one little note, I didn't want to, you know, start any new rumors at the hotel. All of a sudden, I felt like Dorothy running through the poppies and Wizard of Oz. I'm like, I'm sleepy. And there was no reason to be sleepy. I can't keep my eyes open. And I drifted off. So I was going to do all these, you know, transmedium system. And then I went into this crazy dream state. And I think I relived him living in that hotel. And then when I really woke and getting ready and showering, all those mundane things. And then when I really got up, the crew was coming back. They left cameras in there all night. The crew was coming back. And I got up, and I'm in the shower, and I'm brushing my teeth. Wait, I already did this. Oh, no, I didn't do that. All this weird deja vu, all this weird. So I think I kind of went through some time and space wormholes, kind of living his life. And I swear to God, I think he slipped me a Mickey and knocked me out so he could play the trumpet all night. It was so cool.
Oh, I'm getting the buzz. We got people going, it is, Patty, your life is so great. We've got to tell you, we just love listening to it. We've got three of us here in Wisconsin. We're having fun, and the candles are flickering. The lights are there. Do tell. We love you so much. So from our three Wiccan friends there in Wisconsin, they make me laugh. They go, now, Justin, we're going to come up with all the W words. Now we know you can do it. Put you back into it and show us some more fun riddles tonight. Okay, so we're there. We are having a blast, Patty. That's something I wondered when you said that. It's because I didn't know who he was neither, but it felt energy, as you were saying. It's so unique to see this actually working. And that's the credibility. I've told you guys that have never experienced a Patty moment. If you get a chance to do a Patty Negri seance, work, magic, mediumship, go there. Because as a person that's done this most of my life, Patty is unique. She doesn't only do this and work with it. She takes these elements that most people are nervous of, and she puts it into a real, actual positive experience where she's in control. We laughed about, you know, you fasten the seat belts. When me and my girlfriend went to L.A., where our first day reaction was the night they were doing seances, okay. And then all of a sudden it was like, we're both leery. We got in there, Patty started running this, and it was like, whoa, you're in for the ride of your life. And the most fun about it is like that. You have the credibility, and like Patty just explained, these things do come out later. So I know we've got a bunch of you guys pushing. You're going, you two love to talk, and we love to talk too. I love you, Doc. You'll get your turn. Don't be so bumpy. You're fourth in line tonight. So starting out with the phones, we're going to grab a few of them. Happy Valentine's and 310, what do you know?
Hi, Jethro. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's. This is Jethro and Patty Negri, and you are?
Hi, this is Anna. I haven't called you for a while, So I have a question. And I want to give you validation. A while ago, we were talking, and you had said that, you know, I was going to either with a guy or I was going to be meeting someone that was going to be a longer-term thing. And I think I may have met him, so that's why I'm calling. I'm just wondering what you see with this current guy.
Okay. And we're feeling here, Anna, with you. And we did get that you saw him. Now you want us to know what you want to do with him, or you want us to go, no, I'm teasing you. It's Valentine's. I got to give you a little bit of, Anna, we can't do those kind of shows. Me and Patty have already been warned. We have to stay down. We know. We're on. We're the blunt, too. I am picking up energy. Patty, you want to help Anna with what you're feeling with the cards, and then I will back it up, or how do you want to do it?
Yeah. Well, you want to start, because you're already starting, and then I'll jump in, because you're already on. I feel it. I hear it. I see it. Go.
Okay, and I love with the energy with you. They said, Anna, that you're also working at a point here with relationship, and they said that this is not only – I'm glad you called back. I worry about you guys only call a little bit. It's like I'm a mother here. It's like the Virgo in my astrology. But what it says to me, and they're telling me with you, that there is some energy happening for you that is – I feel like the love's there, but I feel like there's something else kind of going on too. You two are developing. When I keep seeing the love, I keep seeing the books. I see it sitting there. They're telling me this is a knowledge path for you. They're telling me this person can't just be all physical. It's got to be, you're learning knowledge about it. You two are playing cat and mouse of some kind there.
Yes. It's really involved. It's a lot more than just a physical thing.
Yeah, and I like it, and I got to tease you because the angels are showing me the energy from you, and see, I read from what they're going out with it, and they're telling me that you and him are very passionate. That is there, but this is a lesson. They keep showing me the pages in the book are still being turned. That's erotic. That's a nice way to put it. They're saying you still are learning together and actually going together. You see how they did that? My guys, you got to watch them. I'm a Scorpio. We won't stay out of there. I'm like, come on, guys. But they're showing me the passion there. They're also telling me this person is also working with you at something else that they're trying to find something else out. I feel like they're learning something with, like you and them are working with the sensuality. You're working with how to be treated from another opposite sex, something in that area.
Yeah, well, we do business together, so I know it's different for him to work with a female business-wise.
Woo-woo. Anna,
So I think he gets shocked because he doesn't know how to treat me because we have this personal thing going on and then we have that. So sometimes he doesn't draw that boundary, you know.
Patty, what are you feeling?
I'm getting the same thing, and that's what you're saying. That's why there's lessons for both of you, and there's shifts for both of you. There's one little thing that's a little tweaky with you guys, right?
What do you mean? Sorry.
One little thing that feels a little off, like this needs a little bit of fixing. That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting that there's...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm getting that that's going to be fixed, and that's going to be actually take a little bit of, not work, but a little bit of, I don't want, not effort. There's a little bit of like coming out of your comfort zone to look at that and actually talk about that and deal with that, and it's going to be really good
okay.
for both of you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and you know what that is? And it's like, because you could just like not look at that one little tweaky thing and get around it. But if you do, if you go forward, that'll just get it that much deeper. And that might
exactly.
be the lesson that Jethro was talking about.
Okay, perfect. I'll, I guess, look out for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's. Give him a kiss from us.
Happy
Calling
Valentine's.
Wild. Going on. We are being here. We've got a lot of individuals calling in. We've got a tease going on here. Jethro, you never read my emails. Why do I send them out? Well, I'm reading it right now. They're telling me, Brian is telling me that he's writing to me and he's saying that he wants to know if Patty has had experience at all about Elvis Presley. Elvis has always been a very fascinated person of mine. Do you feel that he's actually on the other side, Patty? It's something I've wanted to ask you for months. Is Elvis over there or is he still here?
Oh, like, is he still alive or is he just floating around in whatever? All I can know, I have not been able to contact Elvis Presley. Actually, one of the TV shows I did, Private Chefs of Beverly Hills, what they wanted to do was contact some different dead celebrities, because who doesn't like dead celebrities? You know, bigger in life, bigger in death. And he was one that actually just refused to show up. I mean, I think I brought blue suede shoes with me. I brought everything that should have called Elvis in. We had his favorite food, and we had these beautiful chefs made it. So that's a really interesting question. I don't know history of him, of other people have contacted him and seen him, but I am not able to, or I have not been able to date. So either he's hiding away or he's in a cave somewhere and still alive. No, I don't know. Or just kind of just really not wanting to come make himself known. That's a good question. Jethro, you might have more insight than I do, because I don't.
That's really intense. And picking up the energy from it, I'm going to tell you guys that what I'm picking up is he don't want to come back. And I feel that he is over there, but I feel in a lot of sadness. And it was impressive, because Patty a lot of times will do the conduit for me through the veil. So for me to see over there from when I drowned and was over there, but I'm a little bit with the energy. I welcome it, but I know that I'm not ready yet. So I laugh, because when Patty does that, she showed me the energy. And I do feel very much that he's not real happy with some of the people. And they're telling me, I'll have to study up on him a little bit now and see how much my accuracy was, because he keeps saying that there's some other people that knew more about him than what was said. And I do apologize to you guys. The only thing I know is that he's like my dad's favorite music. My dad played a lot of it. He has actually a guitar signed by him that he gave to my sister. It's like a big thing in my family with, you know, the music of it. But I don't know anything about him. I mean, it was never really, I'm not real close with my father, but I feel that he's over there. I'm very impressive. Good story, Brian. See, I do read your emails.
Thank you, Brian. Good question.
I got to tell you that Patty Negri rocks. Celeste and me both love her very much. We're here in Arizona, and we're loving the show. Keep going and being magical. We've got a question here about our cat. Patty, is it possible that our cat seems to have a difference of a way about magic? We do have a black cat. It's a very unique, very beautiful cat, but it seems to always want to be doing things that other cats don't. It seems to think it's a dog. We've worked with it. Does this make sense to you, Patty? I feel like you understand me.
Yes, it makes complete sense to you. And whether it's acting like a dog, animals, especially cats, that's why witches have them as familiars. They do see the other side. They see through the veil. I mean, most animals can. They don't probably think anything of it. But cats really, really do. And cats can become total familiars. I mean, really, the whole spirit of the cat. You could work going through the veil with them. So have a conversation with your cat. Get to know them. Talk to them out loud. Talk to them telepathically. Get to know what they want. They can really communicate with you. Notice sometimes if they're looking at the corner and following something that you don't see at all, and then try to look with that peripheral vision, and maybe you will see what they're seeing as well. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe it was a dog in another life. Maybe it's got the spirit of a dog living in that cat. Or maybe it's just, you know, really having a good time, dancing between the worlds.
I love that. I know the black cat that I had, he was always make me wonder why when I did my readings late at night, he would come up and he would just give me the extra jump. I would feel his energy. And I agree, Patty, he could see and feel with energy. And I always tease him. I called him my extra battery. I'm like, I'm needing help, because it would be long hours. 256, we love you. You've called in to Psychic Scott Wilder. How are you, 256?
This is Kimberly. How are you, Jethro? Hi, Patty.
Great.
Hi, Kimberly.
You're Valentine dating, and you're looking at. Tell us, wild girl. Give it all. You're over there where it's cold now. You be good. Tell us a story.
it's no story. I'm watching TV.
TV on Valentine's?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you did, sweetheart. Yep. I'm so glad you called. I won't tease you. Everybody laughs because I love to get you to laugh. I will do anything to make her do a giggle. So now you guys know why I mess with you. I love her laugh. Kimberly, what question do you have for me and Patty? And happy Valentine's.
My happy Valentine's today. My question is about career. I've been teaching, but I want to do something else. And I'm planning on going to school, but it'll be another year before I can go to school. So I just want to, like, transition out of teaching, and I just want to know, like, what to do next. You know, and I guess the job search or anything like that.
I do see you switching up to something, but it's something that's a bit of a natural transition, that the teaching that you're doing and have done will help you in this new field, but maybe it's going maybe a little more working with adults or working with something, but using the skills you got from teaching.
Okay.
Find something. What is your passion? What do you like to do? That's what Spirit is telling me.
My passion has always been healing medicine, and I'm applying to physician assistant school. It's always been that. I mean, I guess that's why I teach biology in high school, but it has always been that.
So that's perfect. That makes sense. That, of course, your teaching will come in handy there. So, yeah. So, and then I saw you working with adults. So that's going to, yeah, that's going to happen, and that's going to be good, and it's going to give you a whole lot more balance and a whole lot more satisfaction in your work. And, again, it's going to pay better.
Exactly.
I agree. We agree, Kimberly. Exactly. You know that we are over here. Don't forget to take us out for dinner now and then. No, I'm teasing you. We love you. And you put in for it tonight. We're going to be giving away those prizes. Lady Arango just got a hold of me from New York. She's put in a set. I've got some earrings and jewelry. She said, throw those in there tonight. Let's give away one. And Patty's the best from New York. All of our fans are putting in stuff. So at the hour break, because this is a longer show tonight, we're going to be giving away some of those stuff for you guys. Put in psychicsgonewild.com. But you have to send me your snail mail. I know a bunch of you guys won with your telephone numbers, and I've been contacting you. You've got to give me your snail mails. I have a couple of winners right now, and the rest I sent out. So, yes, and Maddie's telling me she loved it. She's listening to hers, and she says that her blue and green earrings really go well with the rest of her wardrobe. So I'm supposed to let you know that. Ladies of Rango, we just love you out there in New York. Keep rocking. 229, you are fine. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How would you like to Valentine's it? 229?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I just like to see, can I get, my name is Melvin, by the way. How you doing, Jeff? This is Melvin.
Oh, very good. You guys, I love all you guys. You come in and say hello like all family. All the families come in tonight. You know, it's like, I remember you when you were on my first show, Melvin.
You know, Melvin.
Hey, how you doing, Patty?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you all as well. I'm doing okay, but I just wanted to see, can you take a look at with my health? I haven't been feeling very well in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I went to the doctor, and, they checked me out and all that, but I just haven't been feeling, I've been feeling, you know, kind of drained and down. I don't know if it's depression or what.
Yeah, I'm getting that it's depression, and it's a kind of stress, kind of like you're kind of like a rudderless ship right now. You don't have like firm goals, what you're doing, where you're going, and it's making you a little bit sad, and it's stressing you out a little bit, and all that energy is just being channeled and draining your real energy. So get a clearer picture for yourself. Spirit's saying get a clearer picture for yourself. Even if it's a temporary picture, like I'm doing this today, I'm doing this, this hour, I'm doing this, I'm going to create this, I'm going to feel like this, I'm going to go here, and then go into the week, and then go into the month, and then go into my life, my career, what I'm doing. I just feel a little bit floundering, like you're on a boat without any sails or a rudder, and it's getting to you.
Yeah, I think, it is getting to me, basically because, you know, I lost my job at the hospital. And, well, I didn't lose it. They closed down. And I'm here, all kind of thoughts, you know, hitting me in my head, you know, going through my mind. So it stresses me out. And I'm trying to fight through it and try to stay positive, put in applications, trying to, you know, move forward. It's just kind of tough right now for me.
Well, I see something coming, Melvin. I really, really do. But again, you've got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps a little bit and not fall into this. I do see a job coming. I see some money coming in. So, but you have to, even when you're filling out an application,
yes, ma'am.
It's the energy you put into it, even if they're not seeing you, if you're at home filling it out online or you're filling it out at home, the attitude you have, the energy you have while you're doing it, is going to reflect in the energy of it. So, you know, if you need to meditate for 5 minutes or do a chant or sing a song or dance a jig before you fill it out, get real positive about this. I'm filling this out. This may be a new possibility for me. This may be new. Because otherwise that energy is seeping into what you're doing, and that's why maybe some of the jobs haven't came through, besides that it's really tough out there. But so just be aware. Everything affects everything.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm being affected by being, you know, single, being alone as well. So those things are kind of pulling me down with my finances. So I have a lot going on with me. So I'm trying to stay positive and hope meet, you know, a nice young lady that, you know, one day.
I feel that. And I was going to tease you. You've always been our Casanova. Here we are, the day of love, and you were called in on health. Melvin, you almost messed up my cereal. I was throwing chicles behind my shoulder and yelling, where's the lucky charms? Melvin, what are you doing to me? Don't you be doing that.
Casanova,
man. Got you good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I love with the energy. And they said to tell you that it is going through. I see you're going to come out of some of this other stress, too. You definitely need to, you know, we talked before you out walking in the park and other energies. I feel that part of this is this change for you is you're a working man. And now that things have went a little bit different with you, you've got to get that other value. I love what Patty said with the other part of working the energy. You know, you're going to, I don't want you to freak the neighbors out and go out and maybe do a big bonfire out there, but they keep telling me you need that fire magic. You need that energy of sitting down and, you know, you can do it where it's safe. And I know I had some friend tease me, they were in Manhattan and they put a little hibachi out, sat down outside of theirs, did the stuff. The neighbors laughed. They go, it smelled really nice. They go, there was a little smell of a, we could smell the stuff. But what I'm feeling is you do something where it's safe, and I feel that magic, that light's going to bring that energy in. And focus on your energy here on the red chakra. It's right there at the tailbone. You're grounded,
yeah.
But we need you to, I don't want you to ground. I want you to close that sucker down, Melvin. I was going to tease you last time because it's like that's where all the love was going. Remember before, I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to have to get, you know, we're going to have to give Melvin a shot. He's getting the Casanova Brown luck again. But now they're saying the energy's going out there. We need to just close it and do counterclockwise. Visualize your head is 12 o'clock, your right arm is 9, your feet are 6, and your left arm is 3. So do, you know, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Visualize that red moving like that, and you're going to feel a real good difference. It's going to get your step back going on.
Okay. Yes. That's great. Okay. So, yeah, and Miss Patty, you said that I'm supposed to be, you see some money coming in for me?
I do. I just pulled the same card twice. So I actually do. And I see a big shift, a big transition coming through. So you're on the precipice. You're getting ready to go. But yeah, pull it up. Spirit just keeps using the words, pull you up by your bootstrings. and bootstrapped. So, you're a good guy. You're a positive guy. Don't try. Just be.
And we love that. We're rolling along. They just had the surge, Melvin. We love you and everybody else. You'll feel the room get real heavy. This is Patty's other fans. They all come in about this time, and they just filled the room. So hang on, you guys. We're going to go a little quicker to make everybody get as many as we can. We'll give you a few minutes each, and we got a bunch of new listeners. We love all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is what we do. We give you a little bit. If you want a lot, come to psychicsgonewild.com. You can get a hold of Patty, me, one of the other psychics. We are the wild ones. 856, how are you doing, 856?
Fine, how are you?
Good, oh, my God.
Welcome to the club.
Crazy. You're in the right club here. We have our cards.
I'm getting a lot of confusion with relationship, friendship, job-wise. Whatever you can pick up, whatever's the quickest.
Your name?
Rose Maria. Your Tang.
Yeah.
Your Tang, girl.
Pretty name. Very pretty name. Are you in a relationship? I see something coming or in the works.
Not right now. I don't even know because I'm confused with him.
It's there's confusing energy out there. Believe me, I had a confusing day today, but But don't feed into that. Don't feed into that. You're not that huge. You just haven't figured out the right answer yet. I see relationship coming. I see something, and I think it's something that's already in the works. So I don't know what that means. Maybe somebody you maybe know, or somebody, again, getting ready to meet really fast. But there is something that you really need to let go of about that whole relationship. Maybe that's where you're seeing that confusion. Something, so you're holding a belief system, assumption, a way of being that's just not serving you.
Probably that I got to slow down, be patient. That's what he keeps trying to tell me, and I just realized it today. I have to slow down. I don't know if that's it. I'm not sure.
Maybe. So, are you figuring out why you're feeling rushed? Look at that.
Because I'm trying to get ready, too, so at the same time, and I'm getting annoyed with him, trying to get some phone numbers for me to call. And it's like, he's not answering me.
Okay.
I'm getting annoyed about it so I can get ready and organized at the same time. Again, I'm getting frustrated at the point.
Okay, now I'm confused. Jethro, help!
Rosemary, I love you dearly, but you've got this intense energy, and I love to tease you about Italy. I know there's energy going on there, but it's just it's wild. It's out of this. We've had our Casanova. Well, I think you're our little secret Mata Hari lover, because you've got a little bit over here, a little bit over there, and surprise, there's a whole new face no one knew about. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't, you know, this is espionage in love, because that's what's causing the other energy. And it's true. I love your way. It's true. But the good thing is that these other friends, you've got some individuals who want to be in the relationship, but they're not getting their little bootstraps, as Patty said, pulled up neither, so they're not coming in. So you're like, do I keep them? Should I stay or should I go now?
On the spot.
Oh my gosh! And it's like,
can I say, like, they want one thing and that's it? If you get my drift.
Yes, I do, and I laugh because that isn't going to roll that way with Rosemary. You're like, if you want to grab the box of goodies, you better be around for the holiday. Well, now it's Valentine's, and they're trying to get in. You're like, oh, no, you didn't. You know, and I see that, and we'll just go there. You know, it is a dull. We did pass 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. We can go now. I got other people going, Jethro, you're not at Disney World. But it's like the guys are saying that they're handling this way in this situation, and this is where, you know, attractive women – and this is something I want to tell my own sex right now, just on a point. Treat the person with respect. You know, the one thing I think that makes me just cranky, and it's funny, everybody said I've always been real sensitive, but it's from the fact that, okay, the guy has the one thing on his mind. That's the most kookiest guy. The guys that are that level, I want to just take them and bang their head together and see if there's a real person in that pinata. Because it's like, come on. And I feel what you've got right now is you've got a couple of them, and they're seeing you beautiful. They're seeing the Italian energy. They're seeing all this stuff. And this is what me and Patty were both pushing back the energy to read. And Patty gets it all the time. I mean, let's be honest, Patty is an actress, and, you know, she's very happily married, very phenomenal producer, worker. You know, she's used to this. It's a guy for me, you guys, like with you two together right now for Valentine's, I want to go, dudes, stop the silly. Because it's like, you know, these are real people. You're sitting here looking for a real relationship. I do feel the other friend is still going to try to sneak around. I see you kind of like explain to him you don't get to have a cookie until you actually have waited for the baking. You know, and it's like, and I'm trying to be polite. I got a lot of people write me, laugh, and go, Jethro, you really have crazy ways of saying it. You know what I mean. If you think about it, it's not all Toll House. So you just kind of politely do that. And I see the other part that's really going to be there is I feel the Scorpio and the love there. He is having his situation go through something else. And I think he's missing what he had. And I know that Saturn's in Maya's chart is same as his right now. And I feel what's got you right now is you're going, I've got to work. And I feel the guides are pulling you in there.
Towards
that's what
him.
I'm getting. Yes.
Towards him.
Yes.
Answers me.
And we love you, and we're going on. Our time is there. I had someone tell me one time, they said, Jethro, you're like dancing with a lady with 3 feet, because I'm over here, and then I pinch your foot, and then I spin you around, and off we go. 601, what do you know? 601, psyche's gone wild, and we're going a little wilder. Are you ready to talk to me and Patty Negri?
No, they're not.
They're very shy. Well, we'll just take that as I'm tired. Do not touch me again. 847, how are you on Valentine's Day, 847?
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. Hi, Jessica.
You shoved, hello. Oh, Patty, you shoved that other lady out of the way, didn't you? No, I'm teasing you. You're so good, Pat.
Oh, wait. Am I on or I'm not on?
You're on. You're on live. Isn't it wild?
Hello, my name is Franny, and I'm looking for a relationship. I haven't had one in a few years, and I think I'm ready for one.
Good. When you're ready, you can have it. Tonight is a really good night. Do a little love ritual. Do a little love spell. Just open up. You have to make sure that that door is really open for it, too, especially if you haven't been ready for a while. So, you know, light a candle. Just use what you have. I won't even give you any all official this and that. You know, sprinkle a little cinnamon on something and see what that relationship feels like. See what it feels like waking up to somebody, you know, having coffee with somebody, the phone calls. I do see you're really ready, and I do see that you haven't been ready. It's been kind of closed up. You didn't even have room for somebody. So the thing you need to do now is make room for somebody. And it's full moon. It's a perfect night to do it. It's a Friday. It's the day of Venus. It's the day of love. It's Valentine's Day. The whole world is thinking love right now. So before you go to bed, even if it's just a little, you know, one little candle and thought, start creating it. Start creating it. I see something coming in, and I see something coming in. I'm getting that you're going to meet somebody. Do you take any workshops or anything? I'm getting that you should almost take a workshop. Is there something you've been thinking about doing or learning?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do, like, some type of, like, clairaudience or clairsentient workshop, but I just haven't done.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Spirit told me that you wanted to going to take a workshop. Do take the workshop, double fold. One, it's going to be really good for you and in developing your gifts and your spirituality. And two, it's going to put you in a whole new set of people where you can meet more like-minded people and people to date.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, jump into school. And I got that really clear about a workshop, again, and it's going to be a twofold good for you. And again, really see it, taste it, feel it. Did you had one, a bad relationship that kind of soured you a little bit a while back?
Well, no, actually, I've been a widow for the last 4 years, so I've just had very few dates since, so it's just been hard jumping back into the dating circle.
Oh, okay, so maybe that was not that it was a bad relationship, it was that fear of something going back in, they're not being ready, so.
Right,
so again,
right.
just it's time to let go of that.
Okay.
I love it, and I agree, Franny, and they're showing me the guides with you that there's a lot of times with you that you like to be silly. They're showing me fun things that you like to do, and you're set in a good way. Don't take offense, but they're telling me there's some things that you're doing and that you would – it's time. I agree with Patty very much. They're showing me like little cutouts or something. They're showing me – they look like when we used to do the little cutout man. And they're showing me that they're out there and you're working with them. The angels are telling me, and they said there's going to be a couple of choices. Remember all the fun you had with others, because sometimes I feel like you're still a little nervous. I'm feeling like a pain in my side, like it's telling me that, you know, like a person, you're like, I'm not so sure yet if I'm ready to roller skate with them or sit back down. You know, that's what I'm getting. They're showing me roller skates with you. I get that song, I'm ready for a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. Remember that song? It's back. Melanie. Yeah, you got that song. And I'm hearing it, I don't know if it's, but it's a good thing, and the guys are telling me that.
Jethro, you got that out of my head. I have been singing that in my head for 2 days. Get out of my head, Jethro.
Oh my.
I haven't heard that song in 20 years. All day yesterday, I'm like, where did that come from? So that's, oh my God,
you got it
in my head.
Oh my God. I'm hearing it, and I'm like, okay, I got, and I'm like, I remember, Melanie, I got a brand new key. It's a very, and so we love their Franny. We definitely, We're going to keep the positive out. You've got to get back with us, because I'm going to go ahead and do the prediction out that they tell me by the time it gets into March 17th, there will be, I feel, a very good, close new individual. The angels are sprinkling not only the love and like practicing with what you're doing, but I hear them saying clearly that you're kind of like sitting back. They're like, no, it's time for to get you up and rocking and rolling. Franny, we love you. And remember, Psyche's Gone Wild. Don't forget us when it comes time to tease us. I don't know. I ran out of words there. I was like, when it comes time to send in some tea. I'm drinking, I don't know, I'm drinking vitamin C, and I think I've had enough shots of it. It's not vodka, but it's got just vitamin C. It's, for some reason, it's getting me really spinny. So we want to welcome all of you guys that are calling in. We've got a lot more people in the room. We're going as quick as we can. In a few minutes, we're going to play just a little bit for the Valentine's Day. We're going to play a very good song of Love is the New Religion. For those of you who know of Healing Fountain on Mondays, this is our one and only Jeannie Crystal Drinkle song, and she is one of our phenomenal friends, and she's always there for all of our guests. I've done Mondays on there a couple times in the United Kingdom, and I know that they went to bed tonight, but I'm teasing her, and she will listen to the show. I am playing your song here in a few minutes here while we pick a few winners. Those of you who haven't put in the psycheskunwall.com, put in. We've still got time. Relax. We still got me and Patty are here. We're going to give you just a few minutes. I had someone tell me they have to do that restroom number. Go do that restroom number. Nobody's going to tell. That's why we play the music. See, secret is we do this cash on what you do outside of here. We're the only ones hyper. We got a bunch of you coming in on the phones, so you guys will get in yet. We'll have 352, you're next, 603, 609, 770. I know you'll get in, plus a bunch more. So relax, all of you new people. This is how we do it. You want to win a prize, go to psycheskunwall.com, click on the left side, put in your information, say, I want to win. Tell me what's your favorite show. Right now, we've got our friend Russell has come up with a new video. He said next week it will be making its broadcast on Facebook. I love Patty Moore. He could not believe he got second place. He's never in his life had second place, and he'll never will again. He said he's going to bring us another video if he loves Patty. Something new, and we love Russell. You are so phenomenal. I think you made a new one for us for 2013. I love Patty's voice on our Saturday. There is no Saturday. Psychic's Gone Wild is still my favorite. I got to tell you, I love when you do that, because he cries on the video because we don't have a Saturday show. But Russell, we're looking forward to it. He's asking here, Patty, he does have a question. He has a relationship, and he's been a little bit nervous about bringing it up. He said he's dating a woman who is 10 years older than him. He is fine with the relationship. He loves her so much that he says that every time his friends seem to be the ones who are a little awkward, they have made a little odd notes, and he's given up friends over it. It is Valentine's Day, and they are having a little problem. I know you're listening, and I'm writing this in. I love you very much. Jethro is saying this aloud at this time. Oh, my God, you're having me do it. And I love you, Alinda, and I want you to know that no matter what my friends say, Patty, please tell Alinda that age does not matter with love, and tell us what you feel with these two cancers who are madly in love.
Oh, this feels beautiful. Age means nothing. I mean, if you were 0 to 1-year-old and she was 11, it would mean something. Once you hit over 20, 30, it means nothing. Love is love. And wow, what a beautiful relationship you have. And you know what? Your friends are going to get over it. And those that don't get over it, they're not worth it anyway. I think let go of the uncomfortableness, because they're going to even feel that energy that you're uncomfortable and you're worried about their judgment. Let them know that hopefully they're going to be. So just say, I hope you're happy for me, because I have never been happier. So can you let go of this? Just know that if you love me, I'm your friend, and I'm really, really happy. And wait till you get to know her. You're going to love her too. You know, and just leave it at that. Non-judgmental, non of them. Let them know they don't need to be judgmental of you. And then you're going to be a little more comfortable, and they'll actually get a little more comfortable. I think they're going to get used to it. It's just an easy pick on right now, and they don't get it.
And we love that, and we could not. I apologize to those of you fans. Jeannie, I will play your song next time, but I think Blog Talk took it, because it won't come out of the CD. So tonight we're going to play one of our other fans in St. Louis, Missouri. How about Sir Magnus, Hocus Pocus? Remember that one back when we started.
Okay. I'll be right there.
Give me, give me,
Speaking of all your love, we are. It's Valentine's Day, and it's Jethro Smith and Patty Negri here on Psychics Gone Wilder and Wild at 855-345-4710. We're back from our second part. I want to take just a minute, and Denise Matana, you have won a CD by Linda Irwin called Celestial Holiday Music Collages, number 2. You've also won Linda Irwin Songs of Experience, Music Collage 3. And if that isn't enough, you've got the Collage 1. So you got the set 1, 2, and 3. Long story short, we want you to be happy. Happy Valentine's Day. And don't forget, going back and pulling out another name here, I've got Celeste Cottingham, you have won A Living in the Psychic Realm by Psychic Jethro. We are going to be giving away a little bit of other stuff here as we're going. We've got that jewelry. So right after this call, we're going to give away Lady Arango's earrings and necklace, beautiful jewelry from Brazil. She hand makes them here in New York City of the United States. She is phenomenal. She has always been around magic. And someday Lady Arango is going to come on and probably talk a little bit. We've had her twice. Those of you who've listened in back in the day, she discussed to me about magic and how it's picked up off the ground. She was calling in the one night, was so hoping to get in, and Patty and me were in, and the phone stuck. We had purple colors all over. We ended up doing an hour show that night of just me and Patty. And that's how we became friends, because we were the ones teasing each other. So 352, how are you? Would you like to talk on Psychics Go Wild?
Yes, I would. My name's Andrea. Hi.
Oh, Andrea.
Hi.
You're the one they tease about the babies. I know you.
Yes, you're going to have 10 of them, remember?
Oh my.
That's so funny. I don't know where she gets this stuff. This girl, she just comes in. I can't have a breathing problem. Did you hear that? I didn't have asthma until you came in. I'm like, 10? What? What did you say? Hello, Andrea.
I was wondering if anything, if you see anything, any messages, and go from there. That's basically it.
I'm seeing different energy. I'm going to start out a little bit, Patty, and go here. I love you, because this is a friend of mine off Facebook, and we share the same birthday. And I feel
hey.
With you. Yay, we do. My son's going to be here, the one that shares the birthday, too. He's coming down this week. I told him we're going to write you on Facebook and just tease you and be like, we're down here. We're in the warm. Where are you? And then I realized you're in Florida, too, Andrea. So the guys are showing me some different energy with you. They're showing me a little bit of a – I'm seeing a peacock. And I know that that means in totem work, those of you who are a Jan fan, which you want to win all the prizes, be one, you want to know that the peacock is very strong and pride, and it's a time to watch with your ego. They're telling me that the person that you're with right now, I feel like this is an odd Valentine's for you. I feel you've got someone who's passionate or wanting around you sometimes, but they're not. Something's going on with your ego, and I think you're trying to hide it, because they keep showing me the peacock moving back a little bit, Andrea. And I'm feeling a little hurt here in my chest, which tells me that you're going through a situation that's a little awkward, is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard one. Us Scorpios, boy, we get ourselves in a mess. Patty, can you feel it? There's like these really...
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do feel it. And you need to get a little more clarity from yourself, not from the other person, too, of what's going on and what you want and... What you want is what's coming to me. And do you know somebody named Celeste or something with a something?
I don't know.
It's an S or a C name. I don't know. Spirit just keeps saying, maybe it's one of your guides. Cherie Celeste. I'm not getting it real clear because it's literally like muffled. Are you feeling like locked away somehow? Either emotionally or spiritually, or like covered up somewhat?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. But if the name comes to you, if it rings a bell like tomorrow or the next day, and you know that person in life, contact them. And otherwise, it's a spirit, somebody who wants to talk to you and let you know something's okay. You're not, there's something that's really, you're thinking isn't okay. Do you know what that is? Wow, it's so covered up. It's so covered up. Jethro, are you getting what I'm seeing? Are you seeing it?
I am, and we're working this really hard. And Andrea, take it as a compliment. Most Scorpios, we're a little tricky to read because of our masks and our different energies. And you were, it's really in there, but I do see it. And I feel that I'm supposed to also let you know that you can't slide anymore with your health. The guides are telling me that you've been putting the kids in front and you're not doing your checkup. Now, you're not seeing the doctor. You're not, something you're doing, you cannot do that. This is a year with karma with us, and we got to make sure. They're telling me that's part of what's doing it. And I honestly feel like this man and you have some kind of an age difference or something different. I'm not trying to be rude, and you know, Andrea, I'm very blunt, but I'm feeling there's something. I don't feel you're prejudiced. I don't feel, but I feel he's got people that might be or something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
He's 41. I am 31.
That's it. And you, it ain't bothering you, girl, but it seems to be bothering some of the silly people. And just like Patty said earlier, love is there. And it took a little bit, you know, and I love you as a Scorpio. You're like, give me a reading, then you hide all this stuff in you. I'm like, you put that out of that toy box and you let me see that. And don't you hide that little Barbie. And you put that little G.I. Joe right over there beside her. And I'm laughing at you because then I got to see it. And they're telling me that this is there. And I feel that this is what it is. I love what Patty said. You're going to kind of go through what you're going to do and then you're going to have it. You're a strong woman. You're a survivor. I remember when I first read for you in The Man, I remember I called you afterwards. I was so worried. You've gotten through some really wackos. Now you've got yourself a good one. I'm sorry if your ex is listening, but he was.
Mm-hmm.
And
he now was a wacko.
And now you've got yourself an energy, and I do think that. I feel you're going to do it. The angels are telling me that with the pride and the peacock and the energies, I feel that what's going to end up happening is I feel you and him are going to, you're going to show him to overcome this, that you're going to show him that, you know, and what's ironic, I want to laugh at him and go, dude, he's got it all mixed up. This would be a good thing. I know, and I, as a male, I mean, this would be like, woo-woo, you've got a 10-year-old younger woman. You know, you got your thing going on. You got your groove on. And instead, he's awkward, like he's feeling silly, not realizing that, you know, you are a loving Scorpio. It would not matter to you. Age doesn't do a part. And I also feel that you're not liking his people. There's some, I'm not trying to be rude, but he's got a couple of people around him or something that hang with him that you're not they're a little jealous because you are a strong woman. And they wanting to be with some yes girl, you know.
I don't think he believes in himself, basically. Like, I tell him all the time, oh, you know, you're so sexy, or, you know, and he's like, no, I'm not. I think there's a lesson here between us two. I think I came in his life for a reason. If not, we're not meant to be together. I don't know that yet, but I think there's a lesson. A lesson that because he always says, I'm older than you, or, you know, I think it's someone telling him that. I don't know.
That's what we're getting. And I say, hang in there. Patty, what do you say she should do?
What Spirit's telling me is that you have to get clearer. If you don't know what you do, what you want, where you're going, how is anybody else or Spirit or life? You need to look inside a little bit more. That's what Spirit's telling me more than anything else.
I love that. And those of you listening, that was the bell. You just heard my banana brownies are done. These are a new recipe that I've just made. I'm so proud. You guys have to try them. You got to come down. I've got I'm going to do cream cheese frosting, and it's going to rock. It's going to be the newest thing that Jethro invented to eat. But I love to do that. And now we're going on. We're still wild. And now I hope you got your second win, Patty, because we got more people coming. And they always they find us and they go, where are they? And these are all new numbers and all new people. And we love all of you guys, old or new, whatever number you are. Just keep, remember, be wild and continue to love us, and we love you back. Happy Valentine's. 603, it's you and me and Patty. Would you like to give me something that rhymes with three and Patty? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
I'm Rose.
Cool. I'm teasing you. I love the movie Rose. I'm just making silly jokes. Rose, I'm really glad to see you. I'm sorry, I'm really giddy. I've had too much vitamin C, and it's obviously went to my brain. I'm never really that healthy. So would you like to talk to us and let us pick up a little bit? Do you want to? I know it feels like this is your first time calling in.
Yeah, I kind of put a comment down. You saw that on Facebook. It's my first time calling into your show. A friend of mine talks highly of you. And I had to call in tonight.
And who is this friend? I want to know everything. Jesus. I'm kidding.
Annette?
She is a doll. Yeah, she's a doll. I love her. Well, Rose, I'm glad you gave us a try. And yes, I'm excited here, and I'm glad you called in. I feel like there's a little bit of energy with you, and as she's told you how Psyche's Gone Wild is, we usually do a question, but I'm picking up with you, Rose. I can tell you a little bit. She's right, I am. I've done this a lot of years. So is Patty. We limit sometimes down to the question, but I feel like with you that I'm going to go right in there on the energy. We got to talk about some of the seriousness with you. There's stuff going on with you, Rose, and I feel like you're dealing with some family or some other people, and I'm feeling pressure. That's what I'm getting.
Family, no. My relationship, yes.
Okay, and we'll call him relationship. The relationship, yes, and that pressure, and what they're showing me is a little bit of different energy. Do you mind giving me a little bit more on the astrology? And Patty will give you the cards. She's doing the reading too. But I feel like that pressure and this person isn't just karma. I feel like there's some oddness here. I feel like you're a good person, and I feel like some of this is unfair. And I'm not saying that, you know, like it's all about Rose. I'm not trying to do that so proper. I got people write me, oh, Jethro, you're sticking up for her, woo-woo. Well, I'm just saying, I have the craziest group. Someday I'll show you these things from New York. They make me laugh. I know they sit up there all day just mess with me. But it's like what I love with you is that they're telling me with you that this is serious, that what's happened is that this person is sometimes not really it's pressure and it's not understanding of some things. And I feel like you're a good person, but you can't do the hurdle they want is what they're telling me.
I've been in this relationship for over a year. I love him. We have a great time together. We're together a lot. And he knows how I feel, and I know what he feels for me. He hasn't said it. He's trying to get out of a relationship that he's been in. He's involved with somebody else. She came before me, but I put myself into this relationship. And I'm choosing to stay in there because I'm not giving up, and he's not pushing me away or giving up on us. And I love him.
You should love him. You deserve him. And I want you to understand that he really deserves you. You're a good person. Reading your energy here was really wild. And I laughed that I put him family. You can tell I'm a Scorpio. I already have you two married off, kids together. Let's get this party rocking. You know, we've got 3 minutes here. You know, that's like, you know, Patty talk.
I can't have kids anymore, though.
Okay. Well, you know, you can have fun trying.
Well, he's a lot older than me, and I have 3 kids, and we have a great time.
Yes, I feel it.
Same thing. I see that your energy is really good. The universe thinks you're really good together. You actually have similar ideas of tradition and family and what you think of it, which is good, you agree, and it's also that's what leaves the bad because there's somebody else in the picture. So that does have to be dealt with somehow or other in as much integrity and ethics as you can, at least keeping clear in the clarity within yourselves. Otherwise, you can taint it.
I asked him the other day, I'm like, you know, can't, you know, the way things are, and because I've accepted this other person, she doesn't come up as often, and I'm with him a lot more. So I've accepted this, and I said to him via text the other day, can't you just tell her, you know, just tell her, and either she accepts you and I too or not, because right now, if she was fine with that, then fine. Hey, if she knows about me, I know about her. But she finally would know about me, and then she would make her choice because I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
I don't
know. Yeah, see, that would be really good.
I don't know. But I'm you know, I'm a Sagittarius. He's a Taurus. He's 57. I'm 43. And he's the best thing that's come into my life because my husband passed away in August.
Hmm.
Okay. We've been involved
for
a long time.
I see luck coming your way. And is there, I mean, that's giving you lots of brownies in your point that you do know about her and he's being honest with you but she doesn't, and that's not putting brownies in her cap, brownie points in her cap.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure she has suspicion. There's things that have happened. I'm pretty sure she has suspicion. Hey, the more things that she can can figure out, maybe the better for me. Maybe she'll go away. I don't know, but I think she just doesn't know how to do it.
I think he's stuck, and he's a little confused on the whole thing in the direction. I think he does care for both of you. But I'm leaning that you and him are definitely the better pair, and she's way more high maintenance and way more all sorts of things. And again, when you're having to lie to somebody and you're having to be clandestine, it depurifies the relationship. But it just can't be the same relationship. That's why I said be in integrity as much as you can.
We just got done spending like 10 days basically together. He lives next door. I was with him a lot, and I actually stayed there for like 2.5 days, and I had my son watching my other kids next door, but I'm like 18 steps away from his house. And
wow.
We were together. We went to our first movie. We, you know, just hung out, and we were just in the moment, and every day I got spoiled because I was able to be with him for that long because she was in Florida, and now she's there, and I'm hoping she goes home tomorrow because I'm really battling today.
Wow.
a lot of things, so a lot of emotions.
Direct those emotions, direct the energy. It's all energy, and so she's feeling you there. She's feeling you there. I'm definitely, so she's not happy. I think it's definitely going your way. I see luck turning your way, but again, be patient. But again, set your set of boundaries too. If you're okay with being both, then that's fine. That's great. But have your expectations out of the relationship within reason too.
Awesome. You see us continuing?
See her continuing. Do you know her first name?
Yes.
Can you say her first name? Hopefully they're not listening. Or you've given the whole thing away anyway.
No. No, he would kill me if he knew I was doing this stuff.
You bad girl. You bad girl.
I am the bad girl. He likes that. Her name, she goes by Libby.
Libby, okay. And okay, I'm going to ask a really big question. What's his first name? Or initials?
His name is Steve.
Steve, okay. So how is it going? Is it going well with Steve and Libby? No, it's not going well right there. I bet you even feel that energy a little bit, huh? Okay.
I mean, they've been together for like 3 years. It's just... It's just frustrating. My girlfriend who lives above him, she knows, he knows that they know. The whole street knows that I'm with him. You know, it's just one of those things. And my girlfriend just looks at her and looks at me, and it's like, why?
Right.
Why?
Well,
why is this still going
anyway,
on?
Maybe that's the next level to talk to him. Does he say why or what? Does he say, is he comfortable being in a double relationship? Is that what he wants? Is that what makes him the most happy and comfortable?
He says we both have our issues. We are both different. I can't compare the two of you, he says. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, he knows how I feel about the whole thing. You know, I mean, I am so upfront with him about our relationship. I'll come out and say whatever I feel about us. I'll come out and say whatever I feel about her. Like, why doesn't she just stay in Florida and find a house there and stop trying to buy one up here next to you?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll laugh about it, you know, or he'll be like, oh, maybe she'll get stuck in a storm or, you know, this, that, the other thing. And I'm just like, if you feel like this, then what's the problem? Can't you just say, hey, either I love you, but I'm with somebody else, or if you can't accept the fact that I'm with somebody else, because she had told him that if she ever found out he was having relations with somebody else, especially me, that she would go. She would walk.
So he's lying to her.
So, obviously, there's something going on, and she's not getting the whole picture, and he's not really letting her get the whole picture.
Right. So that shows their relationship isn't as good as yours. He's lying to her. He's hiding things from her.
Him and I talk about everything.
Right.
We love you, Rose. We got people going. We definitely get a hold of Patty at pattynegri.com. You two have got a lot to go to get you into this work. And thank you for sharing with us. I got people going, guys, you guys will talk about anything if we stay up late enough. We love you, Rose. Tell Annette she still rocks, and I will love her, keep her, name her Annette, and she will be my Facebook friend forever. So 609, how are you? We're going in. We're trying to get him in. 609, are you fine?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. You are?
Liz.
Liz, this is Jethro and Patty, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. You've been listening in. Do you think we need help? I mean, you can be honest.
I don't know. I've been in and out. I've been trying to multitask here, so I have
you're a shy one. You won't tell us about the doctor, but it's okay. We're crazy. We love to be wild. Welcome, and talk to us a few minutes. I'm picking up a lot of energy. I'm so glad you've got a lot of positive yellow emotional energy around you. You also are multitasking because you've got lots of responsibilities. You like to keep busy.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but I have a little bit of a negative situation with my mother, which normally isn't the case. I kind of want to know if you guys could pick up, you know, on our energy and see what kind of messages from spirit advice you have for dealing with it. Currently, she's certain things. I have an idea. She's being more negative, and it's almost like she's reverting back to old patterns that we kind of talked about not doing and stuff, and almost sometimes manipulative, and I don't understand the intention, so I don't want to misinterpret, you know, her actions, and I'm a little confused. I'll just say that, so.
Okay, well, this could got to get better. This can get better. I'm getting there's some really big blockage there with her. Did something happen or something that would trigger old ways of being that you maybe don't know about or that you do know about? Something happened, yeah.
You have an idea,
Yeah, so can you talk to her about that thing? That's what's triggering all this old stuff. And if you can actually talk her through it, she could get out of it, and it could be better than ever.
Yeah,
She needs help with it. This bothers her more than it bothers you.
Yeah,
I've been actually trying to talk, but because it's the wall up and I'm not near her, So I'm trying to, you know, bake it, but it's kind of hard. You know, she has the wall up to try to get through the stubbornness. I'm trying to do that, but it's hard a little bit now.
Okay, just do it slow and gently. And work from your intuitive side versus it's not the left brain thinking that's going to do it. It's that right brain intuitive stuff. Just
right.
Be there for her. Be there supportive. Don't be accusing or negative or mom, you're being whatever, whatever. No finger pointing. Just be there for her going, you know, let's work through this. What's going on, mom? And let her know without any judgment at all because that's what she's worried about too.
Right.
Yeah, she's almost embarrassed by something.
Maybe that could be it. Yeah, I feel like there's mixed emotions going on. So it's like, yeah.
So again, let her know she's, number one, in a safe place with you. Number two, let her know that you just love her. And then kind of slowly, gently walk it out of her, ease it out of her, like a baby.
Okay.
And then you
right,
can get through
right.
And that's, it's like knee-jerk reactions because of something, and she's trying to cover that up, and she's almost a little embarrassed, or what it brought up this stuff. That's why this little wall is coming up and causing all those old habits. But as fast as it's coming up, you can break it down really fast.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Thank you.
Any other messages that you feel I should know about opportunities around that or anything for them?
Jethro, go.
I feel like that very strong, and I feel like there's some other things, yes, that are happening with you, and no matter what the guides say, they said to let you know that you're going to get through, and I agree with what Patty's saying there, that it's working out with you two together. No matter how you go about it or how you want to say it, it is going to end up being handled with it, and I think it is the lesson between you two. I keep feeling another thing that they want to talk to you about is some other financial this year is going to break through and do some other stuff for you, and it has all related about how you handle the situation. It's time for you to kind of have to kind of raise her now. It's like something you two didn't in karma before is what they're saying.
Oh, the karma. Yeah, I've been wondering about that karma lessons that we have with each other in this lifetime, so it's very interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. We love you, Liz. Please tune in. We're going to grab and we got to give our winner away. It's Andrea Johnson. You are the winner of the earrings and necklaces. So get a hold of me. And you were on earlier. You're up here somewhere in the phone. I saw you up above when we talked to you. Andrea, get a hold of me on Facebook there or catch me at I think on Psychics Gone Wild. I have your email, but I need your snail mail address so I can send you those earrings. And congratulations and happy Valentine's. Going right along, we're going to grab a hold of the phone. And we're down to 11 minutes. I apologize to you guys. We could probably give out each of you a quarter of a reading in a fourth of a second, but you would not like us going, no, I'm teasing you. 770, we got to go with what we got. How are you, 770?
Hi. Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Great.
We're good.
And you are?
My name is Gina.
Gina, I'm so glad you called. I welcome you calling. I feel that there's a lot of energy around you that is going. I need to get a little bit here on, do you have a specific question? I apologize, we're down to the last. What do you think listening to this show? Are you new to this, or have you been around this Psychics Gone Wild before?
This is my second time calling in. The last time I called in was like in the summer, like spring or summertime of last year.
I'm glad you come back, I welcome you.
Sure. My question is about career. Right now I'm going through a transition because I'm going through a divorce right now, and I have to support myself and my kids, and I don't have anything solid or concrete to fall back on because he's been taking care of us, so now I have to put myself out there, so I just want to see if anything's coming.
I get that you're really good with people, aren't you? You have a way with people, and you're real approachable with people.
Mhm.
Yeah, something with people would be really good for you to get a job. Anything, even if it's starting out a sales clerk or anything that's going up, I think it's going to really be good for you coming out of the divorce and taking care of yourself and your kids. But Spirit's telling me start applying for jobs where you're really going to work with people, and that's going to even be a stepping stone to something else. So don't worry about if that first job isn't the end all be all of what you're looking for. You're just getting your feet wet. And it wants to get you out amongst people.
Okay.
Okay. It keeps going, people. And I do see you in some form. I'm seeing you someplace bright and fun and pretty, almost like in sales or something, and with clothing or pretty things or women's stuff or working with women.
Oh, wow. Yes, because my side job is a makeup artist.
Oh.
So, but, and I'm trying to build that up because I thought about doing a cosmetic over-the-counter thing and work with different races to build up my career as a makeup artist so I can do this freelance eventually. But I was just trying to get my feet wet somewhere.
Yes, that's exactly what I was seeing, how I said it bright and think, like, get a job in a good line at a department store. Some of them actually pay nice commission. That's the best job in a department store is cosmetic line. You already have a cosmetic thing. Keep your job on the side. Do makeups. You can even get clients from that, you know, on the side and build the other up. So that's what I was seeing. Again, I was seeing bright store, pretty store. You know, and go for something really nice and then bring your magic to it, that working with people, because you're real approachable. You could teach people about stuff. That's what I'm seeing.
Wow. Yeah, because I would love to teach makeup
eventually.
Yeah. I have a passion for it, and I love learning things, and I love bringing tips and ideas to others to enhance their beauty.
Yeah, and you know what? You will stand out in that department store. You will stand out as somebody really special, and everybody will notice from, you know, the management at the store to clients, and it's clients. You know, have a little card on your own side, and this is what I also do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, you have to be careful within what they allow at the store.
Right,
but,
yeah, you definitely. Because
yeah.
I do have a business card because I did have an interview a couple of weeks ago, and it was at a clothing boutique. And this person was looking for a makeup artist, and I was like, oh, wow, that would have been a good startup because I want to branch out and do other things besides makeup in the beauty and fashion industry. So that would have been a good place for me to start as well. But I think they put that on hold. So I don't know if anything else will come through with that. But I definitely was thinking about
it. Yeah, you're out there. There's one. It's something out there for you, and it's going to just really hand in hand lead into what you're doing and what you want to do. And again, I saw that as a stepping stone to something else, like maybe teaching makeup or getting into fashion makeup, something like that. It's just it's like gradual forward steps up to working with people.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. You're going to do fine.
Oh,
and
that's,
I want to thank you, Gina. You know, you've called in now. Have you had a chance to see some of Patty Negri's work on this area? When you were talking about makeup, Patty's a phenomenal actress. She does a lot of other things. I've seen some of her work because we're friends on Facebook. You've definitely got to go over to pattynegri.com site, and I think you two should become buds and just, like, have fun playing all day.
I love makeup. When I do TV, because they always have makeup artists, I love getting my makeup done. And most of the time, it's really good. It's like, wow, how'd you do that? And then every time, it's sometimes just like, oh no, I should have done my own makeup. Dang. Better than a good makeup artist. So you have that's a talent and an art, my friend. I respect it. It's fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So come friend me. Yeah. Thank you.
We're going here, and all of you tuned in. I just put out Patty's site while we had that little bit and everything was going on here. We got 5 minutes left. Go on Facebook. Go on Psychics Gone Wild. How you got to find us? Go over and check out her site. I put it on there. And a couple of you guys teasing me tonight. You're like, you guys are always the wildest, funnest ones. We do what we got to do.
Ah!
So, you know, I just have to tease you. This is why we're fun. We're going to take one more. 228, you're not too late. I got to get you in. How are you doing? 228? Oh, no, they ran.
Can you hear me?
We can. I'm so glad you scared me. I thought it was all clever because I rhymed with late Nate, and then you made it.
Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Oh, fine. Well, and you are? This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
And I'm Miss Fry. Thank you.
Miss Fry. I like that.
Yeah.
Rockin'.
Thank you.
Cute. I feel the energy with you. And now, Miss Fry, you're real hot on a Valentine's Day, and we're going into I can feel the energy. I got to make
good.
A funny.
Good for you. That was really cute. I like that. Thanks.
I'm
I wish I was.
Oh, you are. You're attractive. You know, I got to tease you. Now, what do you want to ask us tonight? What do you want to look at? Because I'm picking up a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. A few.
Okay.
We have too many planets that are very disturbing tonight. They have been for many years. And thank God we're coming out of them.
I agree, and I feel like this transition, you're really ready for things to happen. Thank you for being modest. Let me tease you about the attractive, but I do feel that you're also very much ready to start life, and I feel like there's something else happening for you that it isn't just the planet transition, but I'm picking up from the guys that you're cleaning out and moving things or doing something here. There's some kind of feng shui going on there that I'm seeing a lot of activity of you're pushing back all obstacles and getting ready to – they're telling me there's some kind of move or transition happening for you, Ms. Fry.
Yes, I am.
Very good. You're making me work hard at the last. It's okay. I love you because I'm just sitting here. I will get this. I'm a stubborn one. You know, they said I was almost born breech because I was so pushy. But I'm feeling the energy here that they're telling me with you that it's happening, and they're saying it is there. Patty, what cards are you getting for our Miss Fry?
Well, did she have a question, or she just want? I missed something there. I was waiting for a question.
I was listening to your show, and I found it very interesting. And so, I was just curious on what you felt by my vibrations. Did you get any kind of colors, or you know, anything like that, other than the fact that the mood?
I'm getting that you're really coming into your own manifesting wise, that you're really, really starting to manifest. That magician in you is starting to really come out and move energy and work with colors for one. It's funny you said colors because I was getting these warm tones, yellows and golds and all sorts of things coming in, and it's kind of like a movement. I'm just feeling lots of movement with you and something taking off also on the creative. Are you starting something new, a new idea, a new philosophy, a new belief system, a new habit, a new something that's on that creative intuitive side of yourself?
Yeah, I'd really like to do something in the ballpark of some type of a little movie or a book or something like that, or get out there and do some marketing, things like that.
Yeah, do it, because you have the power and you certainly have the energy and you could use the direction.
And I think it's a compliment. Yes. They keep saying there's a spider with you, which is creative and writing, and those are positive things. And I like it. I've always been a person that I know of people who've had actually a spider as a totem. It's very good for you. They're telling me when you said colors that I'm seeing like some light violets, but I see a little bit of stress when you were green. They said there was a time when you were very, very green, more than just behind the ears, the old, pardon the expression, that you were a very heart-loving person, and you're still there, but you've learned to work this to a higher ethical, that you're unconditional love now, so you don't let people pull you in. Sometimes you have to be careful because they said you wear your emotions on your sleeve still.
Oh, I know. They will try everything they possibly can to trick, and it just doesn't work, and especially an ex of mine and his friends, and I really don't appreciate it. So,
I'd like to get rid of that. Come and check with us again, Psychics Gone Wild. They're going to give us 30 seconds. They're going to throw us out the door, and I don't like it because it hurts, but we're going to slide. Patty, tell them where to get a hold of you at.
Oh, you can get, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild, and also my direct website is pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com. And where can they find you, Jethro?
PsychicsGoneWild.com or JethroSmith.net. I love all of you new people. Tune into us and get a reading with us. Happy Valentine's. I got to be with the most sweetest people is Patty Negri and Jan Drake. And actually, we had DC Love hiding out in there, writing in the room. All of you guys have made it a fun night. We want Kim. We will have Kimberly. She's a friend of Patty's. We'll have her on yet. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you.